The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Anna Burns is with me now, the microbiologist, to talk about the dirtiest places in your home. Anna, the reason we're talking about this is this article that caught our attention in the Daily Mail, that if you don't close your toilet lid and you flush the toilet, well, heaven forbid you think too deeply about the stuff that you're breathing in and out in the bathroom. Is the toilet the dirtiest place in the home?
It does, really, Kieran. It wouldn't take a genius to work that out, but it's never simple with microbes. They are everywhere. They inhabit every surface. The question is, what microbes? You know, there are two issues with the toilet seat and whether or not you have it up or down when you're flushing. The first is obviously bacterial. We know that there are bacteria everywhere around the toilet. And, you know, we can think of E. coli and getting food poisoning. And we can think of, you know, the Campylobacter, and they are going to come out in a flush. But the study that kind of puts a question mark over whether the toilet seat should be up or down is one with the winter vomiting bug. And it was the Novavirus that they were investigating. And the thing about viruses is that they are teeny tiny, and a toilet seat won't actually interfere with their spread. And that's pretty much where the, you know, if you can remember the cruise ship where lots of people went down with stomach bug and all that. The suspicion there is that it was in the toilet seat flushing, because, you know, in industrial settings, the flush can be very powerful. In the domestic setting, it's less so. But again, if you're a little bit sloppy with your flushing habits, you know, it's always open. Your toothbrush happens to be on the windowsill beside it. Mm. Or, more likely, and think about this one, Kieran, you've got your phone in your hand. And who doesn't pop into the loo during the working day to take a break on Instagram with their phone in hand? That's probably what this is more relating to. So whether or not you're flushing with the seat up or down, it is relevant. Personally, I would put it down, because you're lessening the impact of what's becoming aerosol. Some of the studies over the years have shown that the aerosol can reach 25 centimetres above the toilet. So the flush is creating an invisible splash. We've all seen that image of a sneeze over the years. The same effect happens with a flush. So your E. coli, those horrible bugs that are in feces, they are spreading. But most of us will cope with those, because we're kind of dealing with them on a daily basis. But when you've got something more pervasive like a novavirus that is pathogenic, and when you're in winter vomiting season, that's when you do need to begin to be that little bit more cautious. It's less about flushing the toilet with the lid closed, and it's more about your hand hygiene and general hygiene.
And what about other surfaces then, or other items that you find in the home? I take it the phone is pretty manky if people are doing that with it.
Well, I think they are, Kieran, and I think that is the biggest issue. So your hands are number one. Always and ever, we need to be washing our hands. These days, we're kind of prone to thinking straight away, gosh, I'll get the hand sanitizer back out of cold storage. I'm not entirely convinced that that is necessary. Obviously, it's effective, and if you're in a hospital setting, it's a no-brainer. But for most of us in the domestic setting, the old-fashioned lump of soap or the liquid soap is going to do the job you want, because what soap and water does is it emulsifies, it breaks the bacterial cell wall, and their insides leach out. So it will take care of all bacteria. Viruses are that little bit tougher to address. Soap doesn't do quite the same job, which is why we got into the habit of using sanitizers. But what will do the job is disinfecting your toilet. So that idea of cleaning the toilet, you know, every Saturday or whatever, those jobs we hate, there's a bit of a logic to that if you're in the habit of using disinfectants. Now, a zealot will want to put hydrochloric acid, which is your parazone, down the loo. I'm not an enormous fan of that. I have to think environmentally and microbiome, and I kind of have a more holistic approach. But if you've been purist, then you would be lumping that down the toilet as well. I think if you have someone very young in the house, or someone very old in the house, or someone immunocompromised in the house, that's when you crack out the sanitizers.
Okay. But the regular hand washing maybe will do it for everybody else, unless you've got that person in the house. Anna, listen, thanks a million for speaking to us. Anna Burns, the microbiologist, with some sage advice as the kids come home from school and from activities this evening. Wash their hands, flush the toilet, be careful what they stick in their mouth.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.